Tantor Audio presents Atlantis by David Gibbons, narrated by James Langton. A mighty empire once ruled the larger part of the world. Its rulers lived in a vast citadel up against the sea, a great maze of corridors like nothing seen since. They were ingenious workers in gold and ivory and fearless bullfighters. But then, for defying Poseidon the sea god, in one mighty deluge, the citadel was swallowed beneath the waves, its people never to be seen again. Prologue. The old man shuffled to a halt and raised his head, as awestruck as he had been the first time he stood before the temple. Nothing like this had yet been built in his native Athens. High above him, the monumental doorway seemed to carry all the weight of the heavens, its colossal pillars casting a moonlight shadow far beyond the temple precinct into the shimmering expanse of the desert. Ahead loomed rows of huge columns, soaring into the cavernous antechamber, their polished surfaces covered with hieroglyphic inscriptions and towering human forms scarcely visible in the spluttering torchlight. The only hint of what lay behind was a whispering, chilling breeze, which brought with it the musty odor of incense, as if someone had just opened the doors of a long-sealed burial chamber. The old man shuddered in spite of himself, his philosophical demeanor momentarily giving way to an irrational fear of the unknown, a fear of the power of gods whom he could not placate, and who had no interest in the well-being of his people. "Come, Greek," the words hissed out of the darkness, as the attendant lit his torch from one of the doorway fires, its leaping flame revealing a lithe, wiry physique clad only in a loincloth. As he